Their days it was good, days it was bad, but in years gone past, it was fairly good. There are days you could get a good catch, maybe 20 or 30, maybe 15, you know, and you could get days and you might only get one or two at any time.
Tell me the process. What do you do when you fish with a net?
We only fish in a 20-foot punt, 21-foot punt, and just two in the boat. And you go there and you shoot out your net in the water. And you, as the tide ebbs and flows, you know, in and out, and you must go with the tide.
Yeah.
You know, and according to the weather, there are days that stormy, you couldn't go out in the wee punt at all. You couldn't get out.
And how many fish would you have caught in a season?
In a season?
Yeah. And in the days when the fish were plentiful on the River Foyle, how many would have been caught over the season, do you think?
Oh, no, with one another and the boats all out, there used to be a lot of boats out fishing there. There could have been maybe a right lock of fish caught, you know. And right on into Mallon Head and out in the open sea. Do you know? But there were always plenty of fish for everybody away back in my years, fishing. There were plenty of fish for everybody.
What do you think when you hear about fish being killed on the River Fahan, which is one of those tributaries to the River Foyle? 1,000 fish killed in some kind of a pollution incident.
It's terrible. That's what I think, it's terrible. And that the way it's left now, that we cannot go out to fish, and now they're killing. But what's the cause of that? Now, that's not the first time that this pollution and these fish has been killed. We were told of it before, about what fish was killed in the rivers. But we never hear the cause of it, what was done about it, nor know one way or another.
Were there people in the old days made their livelihood out of just fishing for salmon on the River Foyle?
That's what I told you a while ago. That was the only way my boys had to get in a pound. From the left school, when they were home in their summer holidays, at the national school, there were only wee boys out fishing with me. And at the weekend, whatever money was, they got their money, they saved it, they took them to school, I couldn't send them. And then the whole thing was cut off. This is the third generation of the McDonald's now fishing. The third generation. And now they cannot go out at all. The young players now, they're out now, and they'll be willing to get out to me, but I won't be out. I'll not be out at my age. And them boys will be willing to go out there to catch fish, for to get a pound two to take them to school.
Does it make you sad to think those days are gone?
Them days are gone. Seems so. I was asked before, and 4 or 5 years after Radio Foyle, if the salmon stock come back again, I told them that I was going to fish as long as I got a licence. But they took and cut the licence off us and put us out. There were 17 boats that didn't take the pay off in 2006. 17. On the Foyle. That was from here down to Mobile. You know, from there to Mobile. The Mobile boys in that too now. But there were 17 that didn't take the pay off.
And who do you blame for it, Pat? Do you blame the... Was there too much fishing? Is that what caused it? Or do you blame pollution?
I tell you that there were plenty of fish for everybody, right round the head, and Mallon Head, the backstand, and the Foyle, and plenty of salmon going up to spawn, and there was plenty. There were a way in years going by that with that many fish up, we could fish, we're finishing the 31st day of July, you see. And with that many fish up, we could have fished a week longer, but to catch them, there were too many fish going up, and one would kill the other's bed, do you know?
Do your sons want to go back and fish again? It's something they'll never be able to do the same way you did.
Everything's lying there. A new boat, a new engine, the net snoring, everything's lying there. And we get to, you have to fill up for them and get your word for to go ahead to fish, and you went and paid your money and you got your licence. And there's no way, young ones home from school and holidays, no way of getting a pound or nothing. I said the country was in a wild state, and so it is. I'm sorry to hear this morning about that dose of fish that you're talking about was killed in the Fahan. Because if that's going on, and one thing or another, I cannot see how ever the stock will build up again, or who's going to look about it or see about it. But I wouldn't like to see them done out. I tell you, we cannot get out now even to get one fish to eat.